Hello, conspiracy players. The following is a guest appearance on somebody else's show, but still guaranteed to be some good shit. Stay tuned for more original content from Conspiracy Playtime.
Welcome to the NY Patriot Show. Tonight I got my boy with me, Colby. He's co-hosting with me again. Always love it when I get to have him on in the passenger seat with me. It's always a good time for sure. Thank you very much, Colby. And if you'd like, let everybody know who you are in case they don't know by now.
Hi, everybody. Name's Colby. I do a conspiracy show, Conspiracy Playtime. You can get that at conspiracyplaytime.com. Also do a weekly shit talk fuck around show called Disinfobation. First one's everywhere, second one's everywhere but YouTube and Apple. And thank you for having me, Nick. It's always a blast.
Hell yeah. And tonight we got back on Brendan. We had him on prior to talk about the Democrat Party, and I figured it was only fair to have him back on to tell us the origins of the Republican Party. And I don't want to be picking sides here, be equal opportunists. So we got him back for that. Thank you very much, my man. And do you want to let everybody know where they can find your podcast and all your stuff as well?
Yeah, sure thing. You can find me with Crowlology 101. Just typing that in Instagram should be enough. Crowlology, K-R-O-L-L-O-L-O-G-Y, _101. Should be enough to get you there. And then as for my podcast, I do one with my buddy. That's actually where we connected, and he saw one of the title's descriptions, and that's how we started talking about this stuff. That's the Agora, Awakening Agora podcast, available on Buzzsprout. You can get it on a lot of stuff. I think Google Play and stuff like that will have it. We're still branching out and putting in all the details, so that will go further out on other platforms. But that's the main one I got right now. Looking to branch out and do my own on Rumble very soon. Just need to get the techie person.
Oh, nice, nice. Yeah, I would suggest Rumble, especially for live streaming, too. It's a good choice.
Yeah.
I also have both of their links are in the bottom now. I definitely suggest to go check out, besides his podcast, definitely check out his Instagram. He actually has some pretty decent posts and informative, and he's got multi-slides and all that stuff. So definitely go check out my man's Instagram over here.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I guess we'll get right into it. Wherever you really want to start, like you said, we talked about the Democrat Party before, and now we're going to get into the Republican. So,
well, even like we did before with the Democrat Party, I have a lot of stuff connecting as to the Masonic aspects on both sides.
Oh, that's
so
great.
I can go full trivia right now. Big stuff, like even your what you've been discovering with why there are mortuaries right next to every freaking Masonic lodge. I have the answer for that.
That's great.
Yeah. So basically how the Republicans got their logo of the Republican elephant, that became popular under Grant. And by the what is his name? I have it highlighted here. A caricature guy, there's a cartoonist. His name was Nast, and he was the one that drew originally the Republican because Grant was speaking about how he was considering a third term. And if you don't know that much on Grant, he ended his second term with a huge scandal. And people were like, no, there's no way we're letting him run for a third time. And it's like, okay. So the elephant basically was there in the corner being like, this is going to be the Republican vote. If you stick with it, it's going to be like a lump on a log. Whereas the Democratic Party, he drew that with a lion over the donkey and scaring all the animals in the jungle going like, look how it's going to stay, blah, blah, blah. So that is where the origins of the Republican Party stemmed from. How it ended up continuing was under the guy. I didn't get his name because I was busy running around before we got on here. But he was the guy that coined the term McCarthyism in his cartoon.
I can't remember his name, but I know who you're talking about.
Exactly. And a lot of people don't know his history. I did a video audio reading, but he was exposing who was basically behind politics in the book Bloody Zion. And he exposed this in a speech back in 1956. About 6 months later, they killed him. He was saying that it was, it's instead of saying it was Jews and getting the whole anti-Semitic backlash, he decided to go with, I'm going to say communism. And he was going after the Illuminati, all the stars in Hollywood that were doing this before it was cool. He was the guy doing that. And so they said, all right, we got to blacklist this guy because he's on to us. So that's where the term McCarthyism came from.
Oh, wait, you're not talking about, I'm probably screwing this up, but I know he was doing the same thing. You're not talking about Ezra Pound, are you?
Ezra Pound, no.
Oh, okay, all right, because he was considered a
whistleblower. I remember that name, actually.
At one point. Okay, no, I was just making sure.
Well, he wasn't the first, but they tried to make him the last, if you know what I'm saying. You know, don't try that again. So, yeah, the thing that I was discovering, especially with Grant, is that I'm not sure if you guys are aware of this when America became America Incorporated.
Are
you guys familiar with that at all?
Yes.
Like what year?
It became, oh, the year I don't remember, but yeah, it was probably 1776 or some shit like that.
Fuck. I do know it. It's 18 something, right?
You're very close. 18 something, but what?
Because we did a Rome on the Potomac episode where we did all that stuff.
Nice.
No, is that what it is?
No, you're very close, though. You're very close with just getting to the 18s, but 1871, Legislative Act of Congress, February 21st, 41st session, chapter 62, page 419, is when America's Constitution basically was rewritten. And it became U.S. Incorporated, that we're a foreign corporation. Basically, human beings, everybody born after that, your stocks, your bonds. And this was under Grant. Now, a lot of people are going to, like, if you Google who was the Freemason presidents, as I've been doing a series on that, I think you've probably seen one or two of those.
Yes.
Grant is not listed. But he definitely was, because I have several photographs of him putting his little hand in his jacket, you know, doing that classic little pose. And he's also the guy that accepted the Statue of Liberty. Now, if you're familiar with
the first tranny.
Yes. I love it. You're ahead of the class. You get a sticker.
I was actually being sarcastic.
Greek transvestite sun god Helios. Yes. Where we get our heliocentric round earth theory from. So if you want to believe in that. Okay, I have questions. Why are you picking something off of weird tranny Greek god?
Yo, that is one thing I do want to get at. You know, a lot of stuff that looks androgynous, in my opinion, is actually more of transsexual. When people want to be, oh no, that's just an androgynous religious picture. No, it's a fucking tranny.
Yeah, I mean, even the guy
or
the two guys that made it were Freemasons. I'm going to be doing a repost on that. But me, I've connected that to Nimrod's son, Tammuz, and another, how many other names is he? He's got Apollo. He's got Horus. So where we get the little bird on our money, that's where that connects to. Apollo is connected to CERN. That's where they've actually built CERN, is on top of the ancient Apollo worship site.
Oh, wow. I didn't know.
Named Cernonis, after the Celtic god of the underworld.
Is that where they did all those weird goat rituals and shit on, like...
They have that little dancing goddess from India in front. Yeah. And the logo is 666. I've connected Cernonis to Nimrod as well. When he died, he basically became the god of the underworld, a.k.a. achieving divine man. So that connects to the Freemason religion of what they got, is that when you die, you don't actually die, you become immortal. That's actually what their whole faith and basically the premise of their religion is. So this enlightened man, divine man, pineal gland, chakra, you turn the kundalini points of the any person that's sitting like this and they highlight the 7 points, you turn the colors upside down, it's the pride flag.
No shit.
Yeah, somebody sent that. I was like, holy crap, this just keeps getting better and better. Right now in Vegas, they just did a ceremony where this big ball turns into an eye, turns into a globe, turns into a pumpkin, and then turned into something else. And I was like, all of those can connect to Tammuz, who I'm thinking is going to be their Antichrist figure that comes in later on. I'll explain that a little bit later. Let's see. So where we get Libertas from is she's the goddess, I think, of Latin goddess from Rome, and she requires blood sacrifices. So conceived in liberty. Jeez. Kind of gives a whole new meaning and ring to that.
Really? That's a little aggressive. You need blood?
Yeah, I don't know, right? But when you start thinking about it, I'm like this. So I don't look at it now from party distinctions, even though I know we're starting with that.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at this as in, wait a minute. So obviously there was enough when they were establishing the Constitution that it wasn't unanimous. There was Freemasons there, yes. But did everybody understand the plan? No. Did other people have personal politics involved? Yes. But to say that they're actually at war with a lot of the premises of the Constitution, which means that couldn't have been part of the original plan. And it wasn't, because Washington was threatened by Cornwallis saying that within 200 years, you guys will be worshiping the religion of the Jews and all your churches will be preaching it and you'll be doing the bidding of the crown. And this was recorded by Jonathan Williams, Colonel, and he wrote a book called Legions of Satan. Now, you cannot find this book in the Library of Congress. You cannot find any manuscripts of this being written, but it was published in 1781. And when McCarthy quoted from it, they got really pissed. So I'm of the mind that that was a genuine threat that was made, because when you look up the Committee of the 300, they already had plans of a new world order, as well as did King George. So I'm beginning to wonder, was it a kind of like a preemptive strike? And then some of them were kind of like compromised and they were like, hey, you know, we could actually probably utilize this whole revolution here. What are you thinking? You know? And thus America came to be with all its symbolism and trophies that came along with it throughout the years.
Trophies.
So what do you know? The just basic symbolism with the eagle, you guys probably know more about the relevance of that than I do.
I mean,
there
could be a lot
of the eagle. Like, what does it symbolize? Because
that's a big Masonic connection.
I always hear the serpent versus the eagle, like the snake.
Yeah.
It's a kind of...
Well, even, what was it? Some Indian tribe, their original name for America, or the islands of America, whatever they called it, it was the land of the flying bird or the phoenix. So the fact that we ended up with the eagle on there, and Mexico with the eagle attacking the snake, that all has connections to that. Horus, in Egypt's culture, it connects as well to Nimrod's son, Tammuz. He's affiliated with the bird because Horus and Ra eventually merged. And this is what I'm telling people. It's not like your black god of this continent sort of thing. It's like, no, this is a story that repeats itself in multiple cultures all over the world. Doesn't matter, white, black, whatever. It's the same story at the core. And when you look into it, it's a death cult. The whole adrenochrome thing, that stems, I think, as well from this whole Nimrod thing. Excuse me. Because what I think occurred is that when he died, his wife was going around saying, listen, he's dead, he's gone into the afterlife, but in order to maintain his immortality, we're going to have to require some blood sacrifices. So give us your kid's blood. We'll give him a little bit of that sacrifice, and then we'll also sip a little bit of ourselves to maintain a youthful complexion.
Nice.
That's personally what I think is going on, because that's what you see all these freaking nuts doing, is trying to look youthful, trying to gain immortality. That's the ultimate goal of Freemasonry, is trying to reach divine manhood on your own without going to God.
You know what's weird is that, do you ever see the movie Jupiter Ascending?
That's a...
I've heard the title.
Wachowski siblings movie, correct?
I don't know. I had the Matrix... chick from that 70s show.
And one of the...
guy from 21 Jump Street.
Was it Channing Tatum?
Yeah.
I think he played is it character. Good, dude? Because I heard it was a pile of dog shit.
I mean, it's cheesy, but the whole thing is, the premise is very much on that, to where, like, they had people, like, basically, like, there was, like, somebody from, I think it was Jupiter or whatever, somewhere out there, was, like, coming to other planets and just, like, harvesting people's, like, energy. And eventually they'd be put into like these jars and they'd come and just like, you know, harvested people. And then they'd be taking baths with this shit and it would start making them young again.
Oh, wow.
And it was like really, it was really, really bugged out. And like, and there was a part where that girl from that 70s show, there was a time where like bees were like all around her. And like somebody was like, see, you're special. They understand royalty. And Freemasons show bees a lot. So I just thought it was interesting how you mentioned, you know, Freemasonry and then, you know, a tree.
Well, this is what the Wachowskis made after they both fully transitioned to. This is their like movie as the Wachowskis because they were the Wachowski brothers with the Matrix. Then they were the Wachowskis when one of them transitioned. Yeah. And then Jupiter Ascending was their first movie as the Wachowskis.
Oh, well, I mean, it's nothing like the Matrix. So obviously, you know.
Yeah.
There's side effects to doing that, as you can see.
it's all programming.
That's a
it's
great fucking analogy.
Yeah, there's side effects to making that decision. Your shit sucks now.
Watch this movie and then watch this movie.
Something went
it's basically
wrong.
The sequel, but just like a reboot.
Sorry, didn't
but I was doing some reading the other night, and basically I made a connection where basically in Freemasonry they're following the guy by the name of Enoch, the Bible. And there's two Enochs, but they basically merged them into one. And pre-flood, for Noah's Ark, he recorded all this knowledge that was gained from God and put them into some vaults so that they would survive the flood. Now, basically, what Freemasons are doing is that the descendants of Noah's son, Ham, found these stuff and became like, okay, so he preserved all of this. Enoch is sacred. He's Thoth. He's Hermes is what they call him. There's three Enochs, but basically how this thing was preserved. But later on when they found it, they needed somebody to translate it. And Enoch is supposed to be originated for hieroglyphics, where we get the animal or emojis from. He's the guy that originally came up with that as a way to communicate. The guy who translated it, I believe, is the one that created the cuneiform. Or started writing things down so we get our letters for the Greek and whatnot. And he's known as Hermes and Thoth. And the best way that I can use... Yeah.
You said that there are three of them?
There's three Enochs.
Yeah, some reason. And you said you could associate that with like Hermes, right? Or Thoth, I guess.
Hermes is what these called in other cultures.
Yeah, I was running numbers because I'm going to be doing a show next week on Elon Musk. And I was running numbers on him and his mother and his father, and all three of them in gematria match in different ways, Hermes. And I was like, yo, that's fucking weird.
Really?
Yes.
Because his nanny was, she asked the question, did you see that video?
No.
She asked the question back when he was a kid, saying, is he going to be the Antichrist? And she goes, no. But he's
we know who you're talking about. Teresa brought that up, remember?
Yes.
She might have, yeah.
She did, and she was like saying that his eyes turned black and he like started raising. I mean, it got pretty out there, but it was the nanny he's talking about. They asked if, her name was Rosemary, right? Or
I think you're right.
Oh,
yeah.
Rosemary's baby.
But the clip makes sense because it says, is he going to be the Antichrist? No, but he's going to be the one that introduces the mark, and the person who walks on stage after that, that's going to be the Antichrist. So the fact that you just connected that to Hermes is actually very significant for me because I'm like, okay, that connects something big. The person who translated it, what are they called? The crystal tablets?
Oh, the emerald tablets.
Emerald tablets.
Close. Stone.
Yeah, might be a crystal. Pretty close. And it was a stone. He's the one that translated as near as I can tell. And when you're looking at the picture in Freemasonry, of the two pillars on each side, you got the pillar on the way back, and you have a ladder. At the top, you have a woman sitting at the top, you have a man sitting at the bottom, and you have a younger man midway holding an anchor in one hand and a key in the other. Now, an anchor in Freemasonry equates to hope. The key equals portal. On the bottom, the man that's pointing up, he's pointing up at the moon, which is indicating the queen of the heavens, which is another name for Ishtar, Istar, Ashtaroth in the Bible. She's the goddess of astrology. She's also, you can purchase the Sigil of Ashtaroth hoodie or t-shirt on Amazon, and that's what it's called. On the Witch Coven website, she's accredited to the origins of that. So Nimrod's wife is accredited to witchcraft. and he's pointing up at the moon. When you go across the way, Semiramis is sitting underneath the sun, and I think she was had a finger pointing up to the sun. Sun god worship connects to Nimrod, so it's a full cycle what's going around. But one that's in the center, and the fact that he's holding an anchor means they're placing their hope in him. So if their son was the one that translated the original Enochian tablets and this knowledge from the gods, quote unquote, then he's the one that's going to basically probably be the Antichrist spoken of later on in Revelation. Connecting this to what they're about to do now with the Catholic Church is that they're already prepping the narrative that during Project Bluebeam and whatnot, that they're going to be having Jesus was inseminated by alien DNA. And he's got this Messiah figure that comes out is going to intercede on our behalf to the former Sumerian gods and speak on our behalf to be the intermediator, Hermes, between the gods and helping us gain immortality.
I just saw these sex toys on Twitter where it's like an alien dick that shoots eggs into the person. It's like this new fetish they're trying to roll in.
That's the thing, dude. They are subtly putting that in everybody's minds. That
this is like the extreme of it right now, but soon enough it won't be.
That's weird.
Yes.
Yo, I honestly think, I've seen other people make posts, but I think between both of them, those weird airplane videos, that one chick saying that person down there isn't fucking real, and then that one dude asking that he's telling them I'm going to jump out of the fucking plane, I feel like they're like prepping us for like people saying like, I mean, even this whole thing, this thing with Britney Spears trying to touch this 7.5 foot tall fucking basketball player. It's like, oh, what, is he going to come out? I was like, oh, yeah, I was an Anunnaki and I've been playing basketball. And I'm out, you know? Like, where are we going with, like, why are we focusing on just like weird, silly shit?
And that's, again, that's what it's just subtly putting it in our minds so that when this stuff starts happening.
Oh, yeah, they've already been here.
Well, one that of Elon's sense. Maidens, Grimes, she has alien shit that she says is alien seeds in her back. They like did these implants when they were tattooing her. So it's just like this whole fucking idea of Jesus being inseminated and him being somebody who's going to march in the Antichrist. It's fucking weird.
No, they're going to use him as the Antichrist. Right. They're going to say, oh, yeah, it's Jesus coming back, but he's going to be like, you know, helping us gain immortality this way.
I mean, it's just so contrived, everything Elon does. Like, it's not even, he's so transparent about it.
Yeah. Well, even, did you see the new thing with Zuckerberg, the new logo for Threads?
Oh, that looks like a 666. Yeah. I was like, really?
I'm going to have to look at it. Right now.
Yeah, because I got it and I was looking at the top.
I have a photo of it.
I'm like, that's a 666. And I'm like, oh, I got to do a screenshot and post this. I'm like, fucking nobody's
going to care. I'm surprised he's able to name it Threads, to tell you the truth. Isn't that a little too close to Twitter? Is there no, they didn't like have a trademark over the Threads of Twitter? Is that just what they're informally called?
Who knows?
Because he says it's his Twitter-like platform or software, but Threads is what you write in Twitter. It's just a little too close. I don't know.
Well, I guess Threads are used in a bandwagon. I think if you probably think about it, though, how many sites already use Thread?
Can you? Is that just what it is?
Yeah, well, I don't think you could probably say it's strictly
Twitter. You can't copyright it.
Yeah, somebody should have a long time.
Are you guys familiar with the origins of the World Wide Web?
The name of it?
Yeah, it was the government, wasn't it?
Where it stemmed from? It stemmed from CERN.
And TCP/IP is like we're running our shit on the stuff that they've developed. Yes. I'm sure some stuff does help, you know, I do believe that, but it's like some people like silliness with my last co-host from the Occult Rejects, not knocking the dude, but this is just some of the silliness that I think, you know, people don't realize. Like, I got to get on like another fucking app to call you so we could talk about what the fuck we're going to do as our next topic. Like, yo, if somebody wants to fucking listen to us, or see what we're saying or doing, since we're using their fucking technology, I'm sure they can do it whenever they want. Like, all these fucking apps, and they're like calling through Discord, or using, I forgot that other app that everybody loves, thinking it's like fucking solid and perfect. It's just like, come on. I mean, do you really Telegram. Think like, I really don't.
The guy from Telegram's at the World Economic Forums all the time. I'm like, yeah, I don't even care at this point. Any app you use, it's probably controlled or it's going to be bought out and controlled.
Well, listen to this, guys. I just as I was looking for the logo, this is 8 hours ago from ABC. Twitter sends Meta cease and desist letter over Threads app. So they are trying to take some action here. Anyway, just a little side tangent since I wondered if that was too close. They seem to think so. They probably don't have a case, but
it's probably just some more fuel for the whole fight that's going to take place at the
conference. That's exactly what it is. And it's just they're both really, you know, getting a lot of attention over this. It's pretty smart.
Yo, if the public is like all in an uproar and excited about that, that shows you how fucked up this country is.
I don't know that we're entertained. Like, I would pay-per-view that.
I was saying that to my wife. I was like, could you imagine 20 years ago like this? Like, if people were doing this, would be like, yo, what the fuck is like going on here?
Well, South Park
this
had
is like
the,
reality TV now.
Yeah, you remember the South Park episode making fun of Game of Thrones? They had Bill Gates and the people from Sony going to war. Like, they were fighting to the death because they had PlayStation 2. 3 or 4 or whatever coming out with the Microsoft one, whatever that is. But yeah, that's what's going on now, only it's going to be more like WWF style.
Right? And that's fake. Wrestling's
fake. It's Zuckerberg just would fuck him up.
Entertained and docile. That's honestly what it is, dude. And distracted on top of that. Like the Titan sub, the fact that there was 5 passengers on board, Poseidon fathered 5 sets of twins. In the Freemasonry vision of the New World, they want the Atlantean kingdom to come back, whereas there was the rule of 10 kings. So basically, they want to resurrect the fallen angels, have them rule over all of us, which is biblical because it says there's going to be 10 kings that rule over the nations. I was like, okay, you guys really like have this whole vision of what you would like to see happen, but you're going to dumb everybody down into accepting this mark of the beast system, because it says in Revelation that after people have accepted this mark that goes into either into your right hand or your forehead, so like a barcode, basically become a human credit card, which is kind of already what we are. We just haven't had the chips put in us yet, but you can't buy or sell without it. You can't get into a store, facial recognition and all that crap. But it says once you've accepted it, that there's going to be a plague of locusts that have the face of like men, and they're going to be torturing everybody for 5 months, and people won't be able to kill themselves. I'm like, well, why wouldn't that be possible? Because you're connected to the immortality grid, baby.
Oh.
Don't you want to live forever? That's some scary stuff, man. I'm like, I wouldn't want to be around for that. That's going to be some nasty, nasty stuff.
Sometimes I think about like that movie Birdcage. I think that was the movie where it's like if people would see like the shit, they'd go crazy and like kill themselves or off themselves. Sometimes I wonder, like, is we going to get like some freaky? Yeah, we'll probably be dead by then, but well, who knows?
Well, like, people like us, yes, we're talking too much.
But shit, like, you know, could it? I don't know. Will people actually? In my opinion, I think that movie, in my opinion, I've said this about, I think, Midnight Mass, because of the way they act after they drink the blood. In my opinion, like, that's almost as if you pushed a magical experience onto somebody and they didn't understand what it was. They would think they're actually lost their mind. And I could see if they were stuck in that experience wanting to kill themselves.
Yes.
Or kill others. So I just say, so like those movies, it's almost like, you know, is that predicting like how fucked up magic's going to get on the population at some point?
Illusion. I mean, even Hollywood. The very name of it derives from the Druids, and the Druids are the one that preserved this Brotherhood of the Snake going all the way back to the Tower of Babel. And you look at Hermes, a.k.a. Nimrod's son, Tammuz. His vision is the eye. That's the symbol, is the eye and the caduceus staff. Has the two snakes on it, the medical symbol. And it goes all the way back to them. Then you got Moses in the Bible. One of his first things that he did against the magicians in Egypt was drop his staff on the ground and had it turn into a snake. Then he held up the bronze serpent in the wilderness, and it was a snake again. And the Phoenicians, after they were getting wiped out with the giant blood that they had, they escaped up to Ireland and Germany. Where do we get all of our holidays from? The Irish and the Germans. The Christmas traditions, Halloween. We get a lot of that stuff from them. Even the Easter Bunny, that comes from Ashtray over in England. But Hollywood vision, you know? Okay, so even when we do St. Patty's, what is he famous for? driving the snakes out of Ireland, aka the Druids.
Yeah.
Yo, I even think the Pied Piper, I think, is an occultist shit story too. And it's so.
Pied Piper connects as well to Hermes. Krampus connects to him. The god Pan, Pandemonian, Pandemic. Yeah, all of this stuff goes right back to him.
See, looked at as like the almighty one, and he could also be looked at as the one here on Earth. So, like, you could look at him as being almost Totha Hermes in a sense where he does travel from one, it's like he's traveling over time and space. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Intermediator, basically.
Yes, yes, yes.
I mean, even the fact, what was our first two ships to the moon?
Oh, God.
Remember that?
Oh.
Apollo.
Oh, okay.
And Artemis. Artemis's twin sister. She's the goddess of sudden death. You can Google her right now if you don't believe me. I was like, ironic that we had a pandemic and everybody was suddenly started dying from who knows what, but we're just gonna, it's a blood sacrifice. It's all a ritual.
That's fucking bugged out. It's fucking Jupiter ascending right there.
Yes. Do you know what? Did you see the clip that I shared of
Kobe's like,
when the moon landing was filmed by Kubrick?
No.
I have like a 3-5 minute clip, but there's literally one of those clapboards that they got, and on it says Apollo hoax 4169. Is when it was filmed, April Fool's Day.
That's funny. Imagine.
And it shows clips of a guy sweeping the board. It shows the top. You see them sitting in the sound room while they're over here discussing what the script's going to be, what you say when you come out. They had Werner von Braun, the Nazi guy. They had him walking on the set. There's another photo that I put in there afterwards where the astronauts are all sitting in their little thing. But they're all not wearing their helmets. I'm like, what is this? No helmet day?
Yo, if Von Braun had anything to do with faking that shit and people, and if people, believe that and entertain that, and which I do think is possible, you have to question what is his son doing at Skinwalker Ranch right now.
Oh, his son is working at Skinwalker Ranch?
He's on fucking the channel. Bro. Yeah, he's over there with Brandon Fugel, that Skinwalker Ranch show. Had in this season or two seasons ago, halfway into it, I think he waited two seasons to come out and be like, you know what, guys, I have to admit, I'm actually working for the government. I'm part of DOD. I've been keeping it, blah, 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 blah. And now it's like, now they're admitting that the government is actually over at Skinwalker Ranch. And it's like his father also worked with Von Braun. At a place that is so contaminated, they have to keep on testing it every 6 months and dig the fucking ground to see if anything can even go there again.
Oh,
why is this guy associated with Skinwalker Ranch and telling us what's going on over there?
Well, even like Area 51, all these little spots that they have closed off to the public. What are you guys practicing or testing out there? That's my question. I don't believe half the stuff that they're talking about.
I believe you could say the same thing about Chernobyl, personally.
Oh, heck yeah. There's symbolism around that. Did you see the little flag thing they sent over? It had like Apollo. That was some lady sent me a clip. It had like Apollo coming out and he had like 10 demonic things that were all facing down at him. I was like, all right, Atlantean. That's the 10 kings. You have Apollo coming out, Antichrist, a.k.a. Tammuz. There's an eye symbolism on the chart. I was like, oh my God, everything they do is all freaking symbolic. They have to have their symbolism, everything they do.
And we're nutty for noticing it.
I mean, listen, put it this way. I mean, it might even work today. I don't think, in my opinion, where I lived and I took videos of it with my drone, the sky did not look that orange to me where I was, as the news was saying it was in New York. But if you, if somehow you created this orange smoke and just blew it into an area and went on the fucking TV and said there's been some, nuclear fucking blast or some fucking problem, you got to get the fuck out of here. People are going to leave and not question the damn thing, and then you could just roll in and be like, all right, it's my house now. Well, let's bust all this shit down, make fucking camps, hospitals, fucking medical. But who knows what the fuck they could be doing? They could be saying these places are no good anymore because they just want to use the fucking land.
Yeah, it might be a little trial run to get us all into the FEMA camps or whatever the fuck they got planned, because it was weird. Yeah, I'm glad to hear that from someone living there, too, because I live in a place where we do get those fires.
Which would match how Rothschild got all of England? throwing out the panic. Oh, there's an invasion. There's an invasion that ended up buying up everything. Just be like, go to the camps, go to the camps. You'll be safe there. They're all like protected compounds. And they're like, okay, now we got all the gullible ones in one little spot. Let's start executing people.
Oh, well, that's what they do with the cities now.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, but that makes
just
sense
pack everybody right into high-rise buildings, into little closets.
Yeah. Or put us in 15-minute cities, a.k.a. jail. It's going to be a one-minute city. You come out when they say, you go back in when they say.
Right.
Hey, but you're saying.
In jail, they only give you 10 minutes. So, I mean, I guess the 15 is nice.
I do want to get back to the Democratic Party at some point, but did you guys see what RFK Jr. is doing about wants to do with drug addicts? They're like 5-year minimum commitment Peace Corps treatment facilities, and he's basing it off the San Pantagruino Italy treatment center built in 1979. It was basically just a cult who got caught abusing people, but you have to stay for 5 years.
Yo, is this like
at least
some like Synanon?
He said this.
Is this like some Synanon style rehab?
Yeah, and he's an ex-heroin addict, apparently. But anyway, I just thought that was interesting since we were on the subject that he's kind of...
I don't trust him. I mean, his logic and points are kind of like, that's interesting. So he's talking a good
game. That's how he gets you.
Yo, yes. I know people who like, whatever. I mean, year and a half is 90 days. I mean, I've seen people do years and a year and a half, and it's like, it's
like a boot camp.
That's
all
it is. It's like a boot camp, and then you get out... They're whatever. That's fucking disturbing. 5 fucking years, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Give me jail time.
I'll send you guys afterwards the link to that of him saying that on TV.
I've actually done that because
I have some people that are big fans of his right now.
Yeah, you got to get their heads out of their ass. That's my number one project right now.
Trumpers, dude. There's some people that start following me, and I just glance at their page because I don't know if I'm being stalked by whoever. So I'll glance at their page, and I'm like, oh, you're probably not going to like it. I'll do you the favor. I'll just, you know.
MAGABRO69.
Yeah. Or 2024. And I'm just like, no. I don't want to break your heart, your little, fairyland. Apparently, the Barbie movie is supposed to symbolism how Trump's putting everybody asleep. Did you guys hear about that?
No.
Yeah, I got a clip. I can send it to you. Colby, do you have Instagram?
No.
No? Okay, well, he can probably forward it to you afterwards, or I can clip it into the email, maybe copy-paste. Yeah. But apparently the Barbie movie is supposed to be depicting like this utopia and stuff like that, but it's supposed to have a lot of symbolism of how Trump's deceiving everybody in a subconscious sort of way. And I'm like, okay.
He is kind of a male Barbie doll if you think about it.
When you look up The Laws of Power by Robert Greene, I was listening to the audio, and I think it's number 17, Law of Power.
17.
I was like, holy crap. When I was listening to it, I was like, holy crap. That sounds exactly like Trump. How you convince the crowd, how you get people to follow you. I was like, that's how you get a cult. That's exactly every point that I was listening to. I was like, maybe it's just my imagination. But then you bring up another point, and I'm like, son of a bitch.
Yo, when I was trying to show occult symbolism in our eyes and stuff in that series, there was a nerve, part of like whatever nerve that was in there. And it, like the number of it was like CN17. And I was... They definitely got people fucking eye fucked with this bullshit.
Yeah. He plagiarized the movie. Actually, this happens to Republicans, so this is a nice segue back. He plagiarized the movie, The Kingsmen. This is like a 1950s film. I'm not sure if you guys have seen that, but like I have a photo where he's going this face, and you compare it. I put it side by side, and I'm like, holy crap, it's literally the same face. There's quotes where he's talking to the crowd saying, do you like what I've done? You're talking about similar things of like draining the swamp. Do you like how I got rid of all of them? Yada, yada, yada. And I'm over here like, you literally plagiarized the whole movie. There's even a thing where they're the people outside, they start picketing, talking about, I can't remember whatever his law, the character in the movie. They were talking about having his law, and they're out there picketing while he's supposed to be impeached. It was eerily similar to January
6th. Is it he plagiarizing or is it predictive programming? Because I gotta
wonder.
I don't know
if they could have predicted that. Like what? He had to been just around born at that time.
I know, but I think sometimes they write this shit that far ahead.
Because I think it was a book. Well, you know what? Yeah, you're right. Because even
or
the Titan, that's how
they plagiarize. I mean, I don't think Trump's wise enough to do all this stuff.
Possible.
But.
I mean. I was running like, you know, stuff with Gematria in one of my things, recent episodes, and like, you know, just like with God names and like other stuff. And like, I was getting like a lot of like the same celebrity names or just like specific celebrity names. And it's like you have to start to wonder. It's like, did you pick that? Or like did Madonna know, like, at some point I'm going to use this name and use it because I know of the power behind it, of what it could equate to, and that's what helps get you where you're going. It's just very weird. I don't know. It's just something.
I would say yes, just based off of the stuff that I've studied with the 9 sciences that they all have down. And part of that is numerical stuff. So like consulting the stars and having everything aligned and whatnot, like Reagan's presidency, having the astrologer. You guys heard about that?
Yes, actually. I was kind of surprised when I heard that.
Big time astrologer lover ever after his assassination attempt. His wife got all big into that. Connecting back to Lincoln, I just connected this dot the other day, but for 117 years after Lincoln was assassinated with the whole John Surratt bit and going to the Vatican, 1866, they passed legislation saying, we're not going to allow any ambassadorial funds to the Vatican. Stayed in play for 117 years. 1982 rolls around. Reagan visits the Pope. He broke that. 1983, the Pope removes Freemasonry from being an edict of being excommunicated from the church. I found that just very odd. I was like, wait a minute. Did you guys have some sort of little backroom negotiation saying, hey, you know what? We got some people that are like part of the Brotherhood. They really want to join. The merger of basically Jesuits and Freemasons once and for all. You know what? Let's push this. But I'm like, I don't think a lot of people are getting that, because what was going on with what I just talked about with
what year was
how they
that?
Want to have
I'm sorry.
Jesus
what
being
year
inseminated.
Was that? What year was that? Huh? Again? What year was that again? You mentioned
he visited the Pope 1982, and in 1983, the Pope took Freemasonry off the group of secret societies, or where you'd be excommunicated if you were one of them.
I thought you said 88. I was like, oh shit, double eights. But
no,
okay.
Why? What's 88?
Oh, I mean, that could be a lot of things, but I mean, that could go with like. Whatever, Nazi stuff.
Heck, I would be surprised.
No, but
no,
that would be 88, not 83. So.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. But I mean, what were they talking about with inseminating, you know, alien DNA with Jesus, and then having the Star Wars things going on at that time? I'm just saying, it sounds like you guys are prepping, and you're just trying to coordinate it now all together to have one big happy family, so when you start convincing the public, it's just going to be all coordinated. Like right now, the Pope's connecting all the religions and saying, you know, we're one universal religion. We're all one. And that goes back to John Dee. John Dee basically he's like the forefather of Freemasonry. He's Aleister Crowley's literary guy. He has a little, if you look up his wax model, it's the Star of David. And in the center of that, he's got the pentagram. And in the very center, it almost looks like an eyeball. So that represents the Trinity, which is Nimrod, his wife Semiramis, or Ashtaroth, sigil of witchcraft. And then you have the Eye of Hermes in the center. And all around it, you have the Masonic cross stapled all over this freaking thing. And it has angelic names all over it.
Yeah, when that's the Enochian tablets, correct. And you know that you said, what's it made out of? What did you say? I was actually kind of impressed.
He made it out of beeswax.
Very good. Holy shit. Not a lot of people actually know that. If you want an Enochian tablet, you are technically supposed to make it out of fucking beeswax.
Really?
Yeah. That's what if you want to get real technical and specific, you're going to make it out of beeswax.
Oh, God. I love talking with people. It helps me connect dots like crazy. But, yeah. And what their two requests were, he thought he was talking to the angels around God. At least that's the story of all of his journalism. And they said that their two requests, blood, all the world religions to become one, so it'll spur on the apocalypse. They wanted a new world order, a Christian empire, which is exactly what basically America ended up doing. He wasn't able to do it himself under the Elizabethan court, who was King George. He tried it. Didn't work. But now, after 1871, they've been steamrolling ever since then. I mean, think what? Half of the 14 presidents that have been Freemasons were in the 19th century. You got Delano, you got Teddy Roosevelt, you got Gerald Ford. Who's the other one?
Well, at one point, we were getting a Skull and Bones dude regardless. I mean, we had Bush.
Oh.
I mean, it was like neither him or the other guy. It's like either one of ours.
Yeah, the Skull and Bones. Again, I think pirates were Freemasons. Because that's, again, the whole logo, that goes back to Egypt.
I've even said, in my opinion, even pirates, like, that's, I question if that's an occult tale. I'm sure there is such thing as pirates now. But, like, back then, was that in the treasure map actually just occult talismans and art?
Well, piracy was a thing in the flags, but I'm saying the flag symbolism and the fact that Yale picked that as their logo. What is it about the Skull and Bones? And you look into the origins of the Skull and Bones, that possibly connects to somebody that was a Knights Templar. And considering the Knights Templar is the ones that went underground and formed the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry, and people are saying that's not true. Well, you look up half of these freaking presidents, they achieved the Knights Templar. How do you do that if you're just a Freemason? And really, you know, like, how does that two connect? Because you went underground and you formed a secret thing because people were wanting to execute you for freaking spitting on crosses and crap. They found King Solomon's ring, which is the Star of David, aka Star of Remphan. That's Nimrod's star. That's a witchcraft star. It talks about it in the Bible in Amos and in the Book of Acts.
It's a much more powerful symbol than the pentagram, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's on the outside, then the pentagram, then the eye. And I'm like, yeah, it's basically the Ouija board of Ouija boards, dude. You want to contact the bad boys? That's how you do it. Anyways, the going back to the U.S. Incorporated, it's run out of Puerto Rico. And I've talked to a lot of Puerto Ricans and saying how they're treated like second-class citizens. But that's where the IRX is basically laundering our money. It's a de facto international monetary fund. Your birth certificate is a bond trust account. And the bar, so when you're doing, we're talking about lawyers and stuff like that, a lot of people don't know what the real abbreviation stands for. It's the, as near as I can tell, is B stands for British, which connects to the Cornwallis threat that within 200 years would be doing the bidding of the crown. So it stands for British and I think accredited reserve.
That's weird. Reserve.
So we're basically being traded like stocks. And our social security numbers are basically how they determine you're making this much money, you're making that much money. And they we got to pull the plug on this one so we can get their money. But, you know, constant cycle going on. What's his face? The guy that took over after Lyndon Johnson, he's the one that started reversing a lot of the progress that was going on with the Reconstruction of the South. He's the one that pushed the 13th Amendment through. And that basically means that if you go to jail, you basically are no longer even a citizen. You have become a slave by default. And I think the 13th documentary talked about it. I'd give it like an 8.6 out of trivia because they're trying to hail Obama as a good guy. But I was over here like, yeah, that's bullcrap. But it gave a lot of interesting history. And it also explains how the staunch South used to be pro-Democrat and how the North, who used to be Republican, and how that all switched. That was under Reagan again. Because Reagan was saying we want to be the law and order party. So when all these hicks are starting to see the Hispanics and the black people being arrested, they're like, yeah, law and order. That sounds good to me. They're like, okay, we're going to start voting this Republican thing because we get rid of the minorities that way.
Yo, when I was in prison, I mean, no lie, I took it, unfortunately. Fortunately, I did take advantage of some of the laws that Obama pushed through. He was pushing through, like, these federal things that were, like, knocking points and time off of people's shit. And, yo, I'll tell you right now, so many fucking people that I was locked up with, because they benefited from that, they were pro-fucking Obama when they had no idea a thing about politics. This motherfucker's getting us out faster. He's the fucking best.
And a lot of soldiers felt that way when he got elected, too.
And they don't know, dude. A lot of them don't know anything about politics like we just did in the whole episode with the origins of the Democratic Party. Like, I just did the post on Harding, but I always write in my inscriptions a whole lot of extra trivia. I was connecting this dot that Albert Pike was friends with Giuseppe Garibaldi, and he was the Italian revolutionary that basically united Italy into one country. Garibaldi was a fellow Freemason. And a lot of people didn't connect that dot, but I was, because he lived in America for a little bit in New York around the 1850s. So it's totally plausible that he and Pike met, because Pike ended up becoming a good friends with him. And I think this is where it occurred. And later on, he went to visit him over there. And now Pike's the one that predicted the three world wars. And again, Austria was heavily involved in this whole, it was French, Austria, and Italy where this guy kept circulating around from. And the fact that Austria was one of the key places, I was like, well, that's very interesting because that's where the whole World War One thing spurred off of. So I'm kind of curious if they were kind of already sowing seeds then with all their connections and whatnot. And the first place that he stormed when he started this whole revolution was storming the Italian island of Sicily. And this is where I was thinking, I'm like, wait a minute, is it possible that the mob or mafia were sponsored as well by Freemasons?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you really think about the whole thing with the mafia, I mean, it's like, you know, it's so secretive and you kiss my fucking ring, all this. It's like literally like dumbed down, like secret society-ish in a sense.
Yes. Yes. And where a lot of the mobs, where they come from? Sicily.
Yo, you can go. I know people discredit Vice. I know some of their shit is like a little ridiculous, but like you can go on their shit, and I think they have like a 7-minute episode, probably from like a year ago now. But like they even showed how the mafia got popped running fucking cocaine that had Freemasonic fucking stamps on the bricks, and they were like,
really?
Yeah, they got busted running fucking coke for the Masons.
Oh my gosh,
you know. I mean, look at Gladio. You know, that's magic in itself. They're putting out all these little Italian, cells to cause problems. I mean, like, do people ever wonder, like, was that part of the mafia here? You know, we're allowing them to do that shit, or we're just, you know, it's basically reality TV then, too. Who knows? But that striking fear into people. I mean, think about this is how silly it could have been. You're going here. Come here. You go get a few dudes or a few fucking kids. Pay them off a couple of bucks. Go rob a fucking few stores, in the next few days. And now we'll go in there and tell you we're going to make sure that doesn't happen again. When we're the fucking ones who already did it to make you scared and think you need us.
That's it's actually like a fucking, smaller it's like, scale of what it's the like government
stage
does.
Magic. That's all that shit is.
Yeah. They promote all this fear, and then there's like the Patriots Act. The scare on a larger scale, and then we're going to throw this law to protect you. That's always what it freaking... Right now what they're doing with all the pandemic laws, they're ironing out all the flaws that they saw in the loopholes so that when the next one comes around, no, you don't get a say. Go to FEMA. FEMA for you. That's what they're honestly doing, but they throw it out. They test to see how it works, and then they write down all their data and analysis. Then they're like, okay, this is how this guy responded. This is how this guy responded. How can we fix this so this does not happen again? Then you get people like Freud. Freud's nephew. Are you familiar with how women started smoking?
Was that Bernays?
Yep. Well done. Yes. I think George Bernays, is it?
Edward
Bernays.
Yeah, he wrote the propaganda manual too, and his nephew is one of the founders of Netflix, so it fucking keeps bouncing down the line.
No.
Yeah.
That I didn't know.
Yeah. Uncle.
That's huge.
It is weird. Anyway, to get back to
the smoking thing. So basically, I think it was 1930s, 1920s. He decides to pitch this thing. He gets called in by the American Tobacco Company, and they're like, listen, we kind of want to double our sales. How do we freaking do this? Because we have no idea how we can get more people, you know, sporting our cigars and cigarettes. So he says, okay, I'm going to start creating something here. So he gets four women and he has them walking down. I think it was a parade that was going on. He had them start walking down Main Street in New York on 7th Avenue, and they all start smoking. And of course, this becomes sensational because women don't smoke. And the fact that they're doing it in such a, you know, prominent location and everybody's getting these pictures, it starts circulating. I suppose because they did not have TV just yet, start circulating in the communities and in homes, talking about, well, why not? Well, why is it so taboo? And it started trending in newspapers all across the country. And before you knew it, within the next decade, they had tripled their sales because they had the women now smoking as opposed to just the man. And that was using reverse psychology to how to implement it on the American population. And so breaking it down from the normalcy to make it just common, like feminism. That was another thing that was sponsored by Zionists, is that, well, you know what? Slavery didn't work. Let's try child labor. We're starting to get some kickback here because we're paying them crap wages. Their fingers get caught in machines. You're getting kind of some bad rap here. What's something else we could do? I have an idea. What's that? Well, why don't we double our workforce? Well, I already told you we had a problem with the slavery thing. No. We'll make them think it's their idea. How? We'll break the hierarchy. We have women work in our factories. We'll double our workforce overnight and we'll make them think it was their idea.
That's where the term boss bitch was formed. They just didn't say it like that back then.
Exactly. But again, now you get all these Karens, you get all these people afraid to ask a girl out. And what that slowly starts dying down the population of American families. We used to be like, you know, a lot of Hispanic families have 7-8 kids. Now the average American household, they can't afford that because both people are working because they keep raising up the inflation and they keep doubling out their workforce. So you can't have people procreating. Then you have the communist inspired. At least this is where that's where their testing ground started. But it was inspired in the American Revolution with sexualization of everybody. Just go out, have fun, do whatever you want, the birth control pill and whatnot. And that has a lot of medical backflack and all what's going on with how it screws up your system. Like the porn woman that's on the pill, their smelling isn't as good for pheromones, so they can sleep with losers and whatnot, and we get extra kids in the system.
Yeah, a lot of chicks go off the pill, and then they find out they're not sexually attracted to the guy they're with. They're just like, oh, shit.
Yeah. And again, it's all psychology and data and statistics. That's all we are to them, is how do we dumb them down so that they keep doing what we want them to do. So when 2020 hit, I'm looking around at people. I'm like, you can't see this? You got freaking news, what's his, Stephen Colbert, and doing that stupid vaccine song. And then you had, what's his face, Jimmy Fallon or Jimmy Kimmel, whatever.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Doing the vaccine. Oh, I'm like, what the crap is wrong? Like, you guys can't see it? That looks weird as hell to me.
Was it Jimmy Fallon that did that?
Dystopian movie, huh?
Was it Jimmy Fallon that did that?
Colbert did the vaccine. I think it was Jimmy with the dancing needles.
It was Jimmy Fallon. Yeah.
Colbert.
At least with Jimmy.
Colbert did the vaccine tubes. Fallon did the whole vaccine cha-cha song or something.
I only saw and then he did the, it's BXP 1.5, yeah, for the new variant. Oh, geez. Fallon used to be apolitical and kind of stayed away from that kind of shit. I think his job was at stake.
Yeah, that was a humiliation ceremony for sure. I was like, dude.
He looked like they had a gun to his kid's head behind the camera when he was doing it.
You could chalk that up to his drinking. This. Be like, oh, maybe he's just drunk again.
Or they were just holding his paychecks.
It's a hit or miss, buddy. Come on. Come on. Oh, man. But yeah, let's see. What else do I got here? Oh, yes. So why we have this whole genetics thing. Are you familiar with Darwin's half-cousin?
No.
What's his name?
His name was Sir Francis Galton. He's the one that started this whole eugenics movement. Oh. Eugenics is going to connect to modern-day stuff in a second. So Galton is the one that started this, basically the forefather of saying, what if we could create the perfect species? Because my cousin's already talking about the origins of species. So he's kind of the one that started, like, all right, you know, people won't notice me because they won't, you know I'm related to him. I'm just going to write my own little thing and maybe it'll take some traction in a few years. You know, I'm just spitballing a theory. Contraire. So you find out that Darwin had an individual that was really big into him. He was nicknamed Darwin's Bulldog at his lectures because he would get up and start yelling at people that were disagreeing with Darwin or that the fact that he was dissing on Christianity and creation. They'd be like, all right, I'm going to go over there and fight them. His name was Thomas Henry Huxley. Anybody know anybody by the name of Huxley?
The brothers?
Yeah. Yep. So he had some grandkids by the name of Julian and Aldous Huxley. Aldous Huxley wrote Brave New World. And you have Julian, who is the forefather of transhumanism.
Yeah, this is all Fabian shit, too, because they both were in that shit. So yep. I've got a book back here called The Descent of Man by Darwin, and it fucking flat out lays out the groundwork for eugenics. So I'm thinking maybe his, as you say, cousin?
Yes, Galton.
Yeah, Sir Francis Galton. I wonder which came first, that book or his work, because
I think like it was joint because there's a picture of Darwin going like this, which is the Masonic pose, the bow of silence. It was all planned. And what do we have now? Transgenders, transhuman. What's the difference? Hey, do you want to live forever? Who cares about your sexuality? Do you want to live forever? Yeah. Okay, well, let's do it, you know? Statue of Liberty, baby. We can become whatever we want to be and live forever. And again, that's the whole thing. Also, when you die, like if you don't have a purpose, you don't have a God that created you, you can just morph back into becoming whatever you want, fluid, means compliant. You can mold them into being whatever you want them to think, do, and say. You just churn them out, have them accept the narrative of the day. That's honestly where this whole, you know, dual gender, I don't know what I am sort of thing is stemming from. And that's honestly why they created it. Because if you'll start buying the, what is that, when you're rebirths?
Reincarnated.
Reincarnation, thank you. The whole reincarnation theory. Because if there's no God, there's no end, there's no beginning. You just become whatever we want you for the now.
I have often said that I think
ingenious.
I have often said that I think that whole, you know, the sexual stuff is like misunderstood occultism that people have, you know, ran with and has been, I think, put in the people's faces because they know they would misunderstand it and replicate that.
Yes.
In a sense. Because, you know, well, like I was saying before, even Toth in the Kabbalah, like if you look at putting him on the Tree of Life, even on, you know, the sphere that he would go on Hod, I mean, a hermaphrodite is the symbol for that. So, I mean, you know, having something with both sexes together is used for a reason in magic.
Yes.
You know, I mean.
And that's the whole thing with Freemasonry. It's a sex cult.
I mean, even that's what I think Shakespeare was doing with the cross dressing. I think that was him showing occultism, in a sense. You know?
Yeah. I can buy it. Do you want me to read that passage that I got here for why they have their buildings next to mortuaries?
Sure, please. Please do so.
So again, it connects into their sex magic, but this is a particular part. In Egypt, when Osiris is found, and Osiris is supposed to be the god of the underworld, you'll see him in Siri. Hey, Siri. When you say Iris... when you have what's the other one that I got here? Iris. Oh, IRS. What's the other abbreviation? It's got a lot of little stuff going on all over here, and we're over here just like, yeah, it's totally fine. We don't see anything. Anyways, in Egypt, when Osiris is found, the phallus is lost. In the Masonic, when Hiram is found, the word is lost. Isis furnishes a substitute for the phallus. The master furnishes a substitute word. Isis raises the prostrate form of him who was slain. She takes him from his essence. She conceives and brings forth a son. In the Masonic rite, the master raises the prostrate form of him who was slain, whispers in his ear the mystic word, and a son, a May son, is born into the lodge. In the Egyptian rite, Osiris lived in his son, Horus, Tammuz. In the Masonic, the slain. Hiram lives again in the newly made Master Mason, who is frequently termed the widow's son.
You think that has
now, if you're not familiar, huh?
You think that has stuff to do with why Odd Fellows always have like a skeleton in their lodge too? And that's, you know, that is order of masonry.
Yep. Because when Osiris, whatever you want to call him, when he died, it was said that they cut up his body into 14 pieces and then threw it all over the place. And they were only able to recollect 13 pieces. The 14th they had to make out of clay. They molded them together, but he didn't die because he was reincarnated in this beautiful kid that he gave me via the tree, AKA Christmas tree that we have. And every time you put one up, you'll be bringing him into your house and he'll protect you from the demonic spirits of the underworld, but he's God over them now. That's basically the tale she spun, and that his living form is going to be in my son, Tammuz, and his dead form, or daddy, is going to be underneath. And yes, she married her son. He was killed, like in Game of Thrones, by a wild boar when he was 40. Do you know why we have Ash Wednesday? And why would they eat pig? Tammuz. Why they put T-shaped cross on your head? T. For 40 days, because he's cut short and his life was cut short in his prime.
Yeah, like even in like, you know, that was something I found interesting. And it's like, you know, you have to start wondering, like, is it, a lot of people will take it as like, oh, they're trying to pervert the symbol. And it's like, no, they're not trying to pervert the symbol. It's just the symbol has come from somewhere else and just other people are using it. But like even in the OTO, sometimes prior to even the Gnostic Mass, not really too often, but initiations, Maybe they never did it. Not initiation, sorry. Like rituals or like special things. If something's going to get done, if somebody's going to bust out some sort of ritual and do something, sometimes before you enter the temple, they'll take I forgot the name of the oil. This Abramelin oil, I think it might be. And they'll do that whole thing on your forehead before you go in too. I mean, they're using the cross as well.
Yes. It stems from Assyrian Babylonian region. So the fact that Christ was put on that, it symbolizes the bronze snake in the wilderness. He basically was taunting the death cult, saying, you know what? I got a life cult. And it's kind of like Aslan. Have you ever seen that one with Disney?
No.
There's a line where Liam Neeson's character playing Aslan, he voices him. He says, don't quote the dark magic to me, which I was there when it was written. And then he dies on the altar later on in the movie. And then he comes back. Why? Because he reversed the spell and all the stuff that went into it. So there's a whole symbolism with the fact that it's a T-shaped cross. Why was that the exact thing chosen? It's because it was symbolic. It's a reversal. It's reversal. So they think they can achieve divine man, godhood or divine man via their own good works, via their own, you know, status and stuff like that. When the very fact that their initiation, I was watching a clip called Freemasonry from Darkness to Light, and the guy had on each side, one guy that was inducted into the witch and one side that was inducted into the Masons, and line through line, it was almost the same exact thing. Maybe two words off here and there, but it was like the same initiation phrases that were said, the same way you were brought in with like a blindfold, then you'd kneel or kiss somebody's or whatever. And it was like, if they are that freaking similar, that just sounds like another freaking branch.
I'm wondering if what you're talking about is So Mote It Be. The OTO will use that a lot in the Gnostic Mass, and the Masons use that as well throughout their stuff. I mean, I even know somebody who's been on this show, Mark. He's an active Mason. I mean, I think like his name's there, but he doesn't do anything really anymore. But he is he is a Mason. He told me that they say that a lot through like their important stuff. He said that phrase is used, and he's like, that goes back to other stuff, so that shows you right there. Like, there's, like, something behind. Like, there's, you know, because a lot of people, until you get higher up, they don't really make it obvious that you're into occultism and magic. And what he's trying to say is, no, it's there. You just don't fucking see it at first.
Yeah. And that's the same thing with politics. A lot of people aren't seeing who these politicians really are. And when people like you and I or us all are saying this to stuff to them or look for this, look for that, they're like, no, it's just politics. There's no way it could be that. I'm like, it's not left and right. It's the same bird. So I know I keep coming on here talking about left and right, but this is what I can't talk about with Brian. I'm trying to go deeper, and I'm like, Brian, it's the same thing. If Trump gets in 24, he's going to clean the swamp. No, it's the same bird.
Did you ask why he didn't do that the first time?
He's so tepid, dude. Starting a family, he's a little too busy, but I bought him some books. So when he does start getting into it, I'm like, good, because we're going to do episodes on this, because I have a thing for you. A lot of people are following me on Instagram. They're not following me for our podcast. They're following me for the stuff that I'm posting on Instagram, and they want me to talk about some of that stuff on this show. Catch up.
He could be your skeptic, you know?
That's true.
Not for nothing, but I really, really do think the whole mimetic thing and Trump and QAnon actually dumbed people down. Because like what you were saying, I gave him some books whenever he has the time. Years ago, we had time to read that shit, and now it's like, I just need a meme. And that tells me everything I need to know. Why the fuck do I got to read a book anymore?
Look a couple slides on the internet and I'll know everything. It's like, no, do you read the inscription? Because I get sometimes I got questions in the comment and I'm like, did you read the inscription that took 2 hours to write? That I was very specific with the way I worded so that when you go and do your own research, you can find this stuff. And I'm like, no, you're just getting those people that are very impulsive and they're just sharing and sending and they don't really even know what they're retaining.
There's been times I've caught myself actually posting something and then I'm like, you know what is that? Like, and then I go check it out. I'm like, this is total propaganda. And I take it down myself.
Right.
And I do it myself.
At least you can admit that.
and it's nice normally sometimes. One of the ones that you're like, oh, fuck, this is crazy. And for some reason, it catches me at a moment where I don't fucking even question, which is bad. And then, like, once I start to, I'm like, That's total bullshit. Like, there's even been times where I've, like, even caught, like, wait, I don't even think that fucking news title matches that picture. And then actually typing in the head of, like, the news article, and then it popping up. And, like, yeah, see, there it is, but the fucking photo's been photoshopped.
Right.
And I'm like, right. Wow. Yeah, it happens.
It's sad, dude. I honestly looking at some of these people, and I'm like, so who do you? They send me the comment or questions. Who do you have? Who are you trusting? Who are you voting for 2024? I'm like, I thought I made it abundantly clear. I don't go for any of them.
You gotta vote for somebody.
Yeah. Well, is there anybody? And I'm like, well, how about a Green Party candidate? Oh, that doesn't count. I was like, okay, yeah, I'm just joking with you anyway.
Yeah, but if I had to, I'd do it right away.
Yo, what kind of shit show? I'm libertarian, do you think,
but like everybody they prop up as an option. I'm like, seriously? This is like a cheap cheerleader that can't afford pom poms, so they're going with cotton balls out there saying, vote for me. Yeah. I was like, that the best we got?
You know, on this show, we've said that a libertarian is an anarchist with his dick tucked between his legs. Have you ever heard that saying?
Oh, gosh.
Well, you would have only heard it if you listened to us live last week. But
no, and I can see that analogy because I think a lot of people...
I'm not making like fun of you in particular.
No, right.
Because I actually am a registered voter, and I'm registered as a libertarian, but I've never voted for one.
Even that's the same thing with me. I'm like, my heart is libertarian, but I have conservative values that I actually conserve as opposed to other conservatives. I think they're conservating I don't know what, but they're not conservating Jack, in my opinion. But there's a lot of people who label or categorize themselves as libertarian because they're like, oh, both sides are crazy, so I'm just going to be libertarian because that's the cool one and I'm not a part of any of the crazy groups. And I'm like, no, you're a narcissist. you can't choose a side. You can't articulate because when somebody like me comes up to them and I'm like, yeah, well, this is the reason why. And I go into all my conspiracy lists as to why I've come to the conclusion that everybody should, you know, kind of rule themselves. It doesn't really matter what legislation goes by at the kumbaya equality rights. I mean, I'm so neutral when it comes to being politically correct. I'm considered controversial when I state my own original opinion, you know. And I'm seeing these other people, they get mad at me. And I'm like, no, I've come to this conclusion because I understand the occultism of both sides. And I personally am just going to be libertarian for myself. It doesn't mean my party's the best. It doesn't mean I champion my representative as the be all end all. I just saying that's just me. But everybody else, I think they just go into it because, like you said, they're anarchists with their dicks between their eyes. They actually don't have any backbone. And so they go with something that sounds cool, but they don't really even know what they're doing.
Well, and even the candidates of the last two elections, neither of those were libertarians, but they stood behind the LP and called themselves that. And it was like, yeah. Well,
the girl, I didn't even bother because she was so boring, but the other guy didn't even know where Aleppo was. Right. I'm like, God, you don't even know geography. How are you going to be a representative of my country? He was an idiot.
Well, he could have always followed back and said, hey, I'm so fucking libertarian that I'm against foreign conflict that I don't even pay attention to the world. So I'm
true
the guy.
True.
Could have made it work. That route.
But yeah, he was okay, but not for me. Not. It's sad. It's sad the options that they're giving us, and it's sadder that
when
you look into people like DeSantis and whatnot, it's not getting any better.
Dr. Torture.
Oh, yeah. Big time Talmud guy. Let's go sponsor Israel and write all these bills of anti-Semitic laws in my little part of the world.
I mean, I will at least, I mean, I was going to say one thing that I've even noticed, too. But at least I think DeSantis does kind of like actually go in front of people and talk. But like, it's even getting to the point where it's like RFK just has to like walk out into the street and like have somebody talk to him for 5 minutes, record it, and put it out. And like, you're not even like actually like really making, you know, press speeches or actually like doing anything. Like, you're getting people to follow you from like 2 little minutes of a bite, you know, a clip,
right?
Of just like your opinion on one thing that like you pretty much people can prove you're like fucking flip-flopped on that anyway.
Yeah,
it's like what Trump did with Twitter in 2015, 2016. You know, he found this new little thing.
That's like what I don't like. I really understand. I really think. And like, didn't they say that, like, oh, when Elon took it over, he was like, oh, you know, the feds have been on here for a while monitoring it. Yeah, around the same time that Trump got big on there. Like, you don't think all that shit was probably set up to just fucking study how easily people can be swayed through social media? Watch people's behaviors. Popular
after Trump was taken off? Musk. And then everybody gets mad when you start pointing out stuff at Musk. They're like, no, he's an ally for conservatives. I'm like, he also allows Tesla employees to go out of state for abortions. Huh? Oh, yeah, so you didn't know that?
And he's raising non-binary kids, too. About that?
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Yeah.
But again, don't talk about that. They don't talk about that. Just look at the highlights if you like.
That's the one thing, and like, I'm not really trying to be a dick when I say this. I'm being like really fucking for real, for real. You have a lot of Catholics and Christians that have blatantly seen that do wear shit, do things and say things that are 100% against their faith and their belief. And they
just look at his fucking picture on his profile picture on Twitter.
That is some scary shit. That's magic. Yep. And motherfuckers will get tight hearing me say that.
No,
but I'm not trying to be a dick. I'm just saying, like,
right. You
really need, like, please, like, you know, look a little bit harder.
You're becoming so hypocritical for what you stand for, and I'm the same way.
I mean, I've done it myself. I've done the same thing myself with the people, yeah. The OTO, and other things. You know what I'm saying? I'm no different. It's just like I see
that.
Yeah, and it's like, fuck, man. It's like, this is blatant.
I'm telling a lot of people. I'm like, well, you do know what MAGA means. Yeah, it means make America great again. No, the word. There's a word called MAGA? Yes, root word for magazine, magi, yeah. Like in the Bible. Huh? Yeah. You know, great illusionists to fool, to easily dupe in Nigeria. Great magician. What was he talking about all the time on stage? And Shapiro and everybody was quoting him saying, the great magician, I just waved my magic wand at the debt. They made it go away. Okay. Interesting you use that terminology, but again, great magi, January 6th, according to Christian or Catholic Christmas tradition, that's the day that the wise men, a.k.a. magi, went to visit baby Jesus. It's also the day that he was baptized. So why was Trump kept saying at his rallies, January 6th, January 6th, and all this crap went down? Was that kind of like a baptism ceremony-like thing? And again, Simpsons predicted it. And we know that guy's a 33-degree Mason, and he knew about the freaking sub thing. I mean, at a certain point, I just want to stop seeing these clips saying, oh, look, the Simpsons predict this, and be like, yeah. Now, let's take a seat back. How does he know this? How come no one is asking that question?
I do find that funny. It's like, you know, even though I think some of it is a little bit off, but there is a lot of shit that I do think that they have, you know, shown before, and it's like, people are, like, so amazed by that, but it's like, yo, like, why aren't you, like, well, what the fuck, though? Like,
great. That's like a serial killer. It's like, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you who in the room I'm going to take out. It's like Clue. I'm going to tell you all of this. I'm just not going to tell you who I am. But you're going to see all these things, and I want you to guess who it is. But people aren't even getting to the last part because they're just so in shock and awe that everything came true. It's an illusion, like Hollywood. It's the Druids doing the same thing. That's what they were known for in Ireland and all over in Europe. They would deceive the king or queen by putting up an illusion, telling them what the oracle was saying. And then they'd be like, oh, wow, that actually came true. It's like, yes, my powers are great. I have contact with the other side. You know, and that's kind of what they're doing right now in modern day. But they do it on television, you know, television. Yeah. I'm telling you what's going to happen.
TV programming.
Yeah. And the fact that you just told me that what's his face? Freud's great uncle, nephew, kid there over at Netflix. I mean, Obama's over there. He's over there. That tells me a lot right there.
Yeah, I think the Bernays nephew has parted ways, but he was one of the original founders, which everybody says Netflix was a fluke, but I don't fucking buy that.
No, it's doing fine. I mean, I think after The Witcher, they're going to screw up.
No, but you know, like how when it first started, people were like, this is never going to take off. They didn't know it was going to become the production company that it basically is now. And instead of like getting DVDs in the mail, it's like Amazon, basically. Like it was a bookstore. Now it owns half the internet servers. But anyway, yeah, I think that Bernays starting Netflix, and he's like a surname Bernays. You'll see if you ever look for it. It's easy to find. But
yeah, it should be easy to find. But I'm loving that trivia because, again, that just connects to the whole we're using psychology to understand the masses, and then we're using that to adapt to confuse you and delude you into thinking what we want you to think. And wasn't Freud, wasn't he Jewish too?
Freud?
If I'm not mistaken, wasn't he a Jewish individual?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I have no idea.
I think he was.
Mark Bernays Randolph is the guy's name.
Randolph, interesting.
I couldn't help you with any of that. No idea. Was there anything else?
Ashkenazi Jewish parents.
I've actually heard of that before.
Of course. Of course. Out of all the people in all the world. Khazarians, Ashkenazi. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. That's the link I wanted to show people when they wanted to look up a lot of the history with Grant. He has one of the bloodlines. That's why he doesn't have to even go into a lodge or be recorded as such. It's called Khazarian Occupation of America. And that's by MaryIben.com. If you guys, people want to look that up. But she has this whole thing. I had to scroll down like 2-3 pages to get to the part where they're talking about even the surrender at the Appomattox courthouse, that Lee was going up to the Indian that was part of Grant's little group. And he was kind of like, the crap, boy, why isn't there an Indian here? And he found out that he was a Mason from Upper New York. And then he decided to shake his hand and stuff like that. But he was like a 33 degree and all that. And Grant and Lee, and I believe it was Sherman, during the Mexican-American War, when they went to Mexico City, they formed another brotherhood down there. And I read that in the book, The Knights of the Golden Circle. So like back in the 1840s, all these guys that are now on both sides of the war, they already had a little brotherhood that was going on that they formed out of country. My sound still on?
Yeah. No.
Oh, it went dead quiet.
I was just getting ready to say something. No, I was fucking blowing out my head.
It's meditating.
No. I was fucking muted. Oh. I was saying something and it said, your computer's muted.
I do that. I've done that often. Or I'll be muted and then I'll go hit the mute button to cough and be like, wow, I just turned on my mic. Oops.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. That's a spiritual gangster's move, I think.
Yeah, for sure. Was there anything else? Because I know we bounced around a lot, but I thought it was a great talk. Was there anything else on that you wanted to... hit before we wrap it up soon?
I mean, I could always go down a lot of other random trivia. Again, the book Bloody Zion is what I'd recommend for a lot of people if they want to start digging in as to the real reasons the Romanov family was executed, is over what Dad knew about the Freemasons. How the Christians were actually persecuted in Russia, but we don't talk about that. There was a bunch of millions that starved, but the Jews' temples were all left alone. They didn't bother to touch them at all. Really makes you scratch your head on that one. JFK, how the Mossad had their hand in that. For people who were Christian or Catholic, how the author of Left Behind series had connections to the Skull and Bones. So the whole theory about the rapture really has me scratching my head saying, I don't know. I think that's to make Christians docile. So they're like, oh, I get out before it gets really bad. I don't need to worry. What crap's going on? So then you're in that split second. You have to make the decision now, Hey, we got a lot of docile Christians. I call it cubicle Christianity because what we see now, the whole fact that we have church buildings, that's not even biblical. That stems off of the Tower of Babel. Where did Nimrod build it? He built it over the Fallen Watcher's prison, and he was using it to consult their dead spirits out of how to build a tower that would reach to the heavens. What do we do now in all these other pagan cultures? They used to build temples over the spots where their dead heroes were buried, and then or saints, where we get the Catholic connection, so they can consult their spirits. The whole fact of religion stems from the root word rely on, G-I-O-N, stands for jinn. You look it up in the Middle East. That's dark spirits. Mm. So what does it mean when you say religion? Rely on dark spirits. Well, how about that? So Christianity is supposed to be one of faith, but we have it in such cubicle Christianity where it's like, I got my golden ticket. I go to the rapture. I don't need to witness and reach out to anybody. It's like, no, your body is a holy temple of the Lord, you idiot. You're supposed to be mobile and able to reach people and not be such a scare people away or a hypocrite following all these, politicians and celebrities like they're freaking idols of man. Bible already condemns that in 1 Samuel chapter 8. He doesn't like the idea of a king, but he only humored Israel to do that because they wanted it. sorry, went on a whole rabbit trail there. But yeah, that's pretty much all I got on this particular thing. If you guys want a book about how the slavery thing affects you and how when you're in a court of law, they say, like, do you understand, blah, 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 you should say no. Because if you say yes, you're basically complying that you understand you're a slave and anything that he throws down on you as a verdict is completely legit. If you say no, you have a little bit more room because you're saying, well, no, I'm not a citizen of the corporate America. I am just America. You know, I'm just me. I'm an individual. I have sovereignty. You want a book on that? Roger Sayles, S-A-Y-L-E-S, From Sovereign to Serf. If you guys want to pick up that book, give you a little bit of a legal advice on how to respond to this sort of stuff and finding out where it all originated from. But yeah, that's pretty much all I got. Thank you for having me on.
No, of course.
Absolutely, man. Talking with you guys.
Yeah, no, it's always a good chat. I enjoyed the last time and this time. That was fun.
Yeah, if you want me on again, I would love to. Again, I know I talk a lot, but
No, that makes it great for me.
Makes for a good guest.
Yeah.
You're in the same realm as Headless Giant, really. So yeah. I would, I'll reach out to you about coming on Conspiracy Playtime at some point. And
you said that before, man.
Well, I know, and trust me,
still not on Instagram.
Shit is fucking crazy in my life right
now. I know.
I still have like 5 or 6 guests lined up that I need to schedule, but you're on the list. And when I get closer, I'll actually set it up with you for sure, and might have Nick on to fucking co-host on that one.
Oh, I'd love that. Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah, we seem to have a good little trifecta here.
Yeah, so. I think it's very very good talks.
Yeah, I think there's so much you could cover. I do want to send you an episode I did with a guy named Brandon Williams, and he's actually a guy who, do you know who he is? Have you heard of him?
Name's ringing a bell.
Well, he's a guy who's like become sovereign, and he has a 30-hour course on how to do it, and it's free.
Oh.
And you actually can like listen to his spiel on my show and see if it's something you'd want to see, because it's one of my most downloaded on Spotify. And this guy is starting to catch on. I don't know if he's a shill trying to get us all fucking in trouble, but he's got me convinced that my child that's going to be born in November is not going to have a birth certificate. So shit like
what?
That. Yeah.
That's crazy.
There's ways to do it. I'm just saying, like, it's doable.
Okay, sweet.
He knows some Mormons.
What's that?
He knows a few Mormons.
Oh, there you go. don't register your children, guys. Come on. You're putting that stamp on them.
Which is technically true.
There's a lot of crazy things if you think about it. I mean, you're like even like allowing them to like fucking start pumping them full of shit as soon as they come out, too. Like,
they don't think doing
people
that either.
Take people like don't, I know, it's just so, oh, just do it. Just do it. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Sorry,
unfortunately,
everybody always does it. That's what you've always done. And again, that's the thing is like, I think the greatest question anybody could ever ask is why? Because if you're not, I have to ask you, why not? Because you should be asking and having wonder about everything. If you don't, well, then you're Rockefeller's dream of the education system. You're smart enough to do the job, but dumb enough not to ask any questions.
Yeah.
It's pretty sad.
All right. Do you want to let everybody know where they can find your stuff again, Randy?
Oh, yeah. Krollology, KROLLOLOGY, lore_101. Should be enough to find me on Instagram and Buzzsprout. If you want to look that up, you should be able to find it on Google Play. A lot of people download primarily from there and Spotify. So, yeah. If you want to listen to that one, that's the Awakening Gora podcast, where Brian and I talk a little bit more on politics or community issues in our cultures and stuff like that. Try to get a little bit more of that with him. But then the other one I'm going to be spawning soon, hopefully on my own.
Nice. Yeah, let me know about that.
Sure.
And good luck with that, too. And Colby.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
Let everybody know where they can find you.
Go to the front of the show and listen to it. Just kidding. ConspiracyPlaytime.com for video feed for the Conspiracy Playtime show. Everywhere audio as well. Disinfobation, different kind of show with you Truthcast Dusty from Twitter. He's a fucking character, and we just talk as much shit as we can and make sure that when we're done, the floor is all sticky. And that's why it's called Disinfobation. You can find that anywhere but YouTube and Apple.
Love it, man. Dusty's
wow,
awesome.
What a silly pitch.
Yeah, right? That was a good one. The links for both of their stuff is all on the bottom. Like I said before, definitely go check out Brandon's Instagram. It does have some quality posts, I think, out there. Considering what there is to look at, I think he's much better of a content creator.
Thank you.
Yeah, and thank you both again for coming on tonight. I know this was Friday. You might have had better things to do, but I appreciate you both coming on. And you smoked. I don't think you do, right? You don't smoke weed?
No. Honestly. Not the last I checked, no.
Well, at least me and Colby got a little buzz going for our Friday night. Yeah, so did I, actually. That's the bad about these vapes, man. Won't catch myself.
I had to quit doing those, man.
And then I'll be like, fuck, man. I'll be like, yo, I'm feeling it now. And I just took 5 fucking hits. Like, oh, what's coming? You know, it's like you start being like, oh, what's coming now? But I had a good time tonight for a Friday night. Thank you both, gentlemen. And until the next one, everybody be well. Later.